This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Walton Arts Center presents the 14th Annual Art of Wine Festival, June 12th through the 14th. This three-evening event features a winemaker's dinner and two different tastings, over 400 wines from around the world, and food from area restaurants. Art of Wine tickets and information available at waltonartscenter.org or call 443-5600.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, workforce officials work to change how job training in the state could be improved to meet industry demands. And we conclude our two-part report on autism by looking at the University of Arkansas's Autism Intervention Program.
Plus, our insect expert, Dr. Donald Steinkraus, returns to discuss the migration of monarchs. Also, we learn about fractal art.
Those stories and more, but first, the Walmart shareholders meeting is being held in Northwest Arkansas this week, and the University of Arkansas campus will be abuzz with activity related to the annual convention. Steve Voorhees, a university spokesman, says thousands of Walmart associates and some shareholders stay on campus during the convention.
They started really coming in last Friday, and many will stay until Saturday of this week. So we're providing 4,500 rooms for 4,500 people or so. Now, not all of them are here for that full period of time, but I've seen associates from South Africa and India and Japan. So they come from all over. I think the ones from nearer probably arrive a little later in the week.
For hosting the shareholders convention, Voorhees says Walmart is paying the university between $1.3 and $1.4 million, $500,000 of which will go toward housing costs. Another $500,000 will go to food services, which began providing meals last week during setup for the convention in Bud Walton Arena. The rest of the money will go toward the Walton College of Business for facility rental for meetings held during the week running up to the shareholders meeting. And while the athletics department doesn't charge Walmart rental fees for Bud Walton Arena, the department will have its facilities expenses reimbursed. But Voorhees says the university hosting the shareholders convention is more than just about the money.
It's a wonderful introduction to the University of Arkansas, but also to Fayetteville and to all of Northwest Arkansas for, you know, thousands of people from all over the world. It's really a wonderful event in that way for us.
The annual shareholders event has been held on the U of A campus for at least the past three decades and has been held in Bud Walton Arena since it opened in 1993.
Keep Arkansas Beautiful is celebrating its 25th anniversary. As part of that celebration, the organization has named 25 Arkansans as Keep Arkansas Beautiful Lodestars. Robert Phelps, the director of Keep Arkansas Beautiful, defines a lodestar as an example.
A good example, a star to follow, like a North Star. And we chose that because our mission of Keep Arkansas Beautiful is to try to educate and inspire individuals to take personal responsibility in their communities for those aspects that a volunteer can influence or change. And each of the 25 lodestars that we have identified have done that in their community or for the state.
The 25 Keep Arkansas Beautiful lodestars are from throughout the state, including Brian Pugh, the director of Keep Fayetteville Beautiful and City of Fayetteville's Waste Reduction Coordinator. Phelps says Pugh has been setting good examples throughout his career.
I first met him when he was the executive director of a new Keep America Beautiful affiliate in Faulkner County. Since he took the job in Fayetteville, we've been in contact, and since that time he was instrumental in forming Keep Fayetteville Beautiful and now leads that effort. He also served on as chairman of the Arkansas Recycling Coalition, and we worked together there. So Brian is an individual whose initiative and leadership has led to positive changes in every job that I've known that he's had.
Keep Arkansas Beautiful will celebrate its anniversary, dubbed a Greeniversary, on June 13th, with a reception for all 25 Keep Arkansas Beautiful lodestars. Keep Arkansas Beautiful is a division of the State Department of Parks and Tourism and is funded by 1% of the state's 8-cent conservation tax.
The Fayetteville Ale Trail is growing outside of that city's bounds. The Fayetteville Visitors Bureau yesterday announced that Ozark Beer Company in Rogers has been added to the popular guide to the region's microbreweries. Jessica Leonard, communications manager for the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau, says the Rogers Brewery was added to the Fayetteville Ale Trail because the Visitors Bureau wants people to experience all of the breweries in the area.
I know that if someone's going to come to Fayetteville and visit for a weekend or a few days, they're realistically not just going to stay in Fayetteville. I mean, we want them to go visit Crystal Bridges and go see downtown Rogers and see all that Northwest Arkansas has to offer as a whole. So it was just kind of a natural step for us. Lacey and Andy, who own Ozark Beer Company, are from Fayetteville. They still live in Fayetteville. Obviously, the main focus of the trail is Fayetteville-based, but we want to incorporate all of those breweries so that everyone can get a full picture of how great the craft beer business is in Northwest Arkansas right now.
With the addition of Ozark Beer Company, the Ale Trail now features 7 area breweries. The Ale Trail has been around for about 9 months, and in that time, the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau has given out more than 10,000 passports for the Ale Trail. While there is no way for the Visitors Bureau to translate that number into dollars spent at breweries, the Visitors Bureau does track proceeds from the city's hospitality tax, which is collected at hotels, motels, and restaurants.
If someone's going to go to all several breweries in a day, I can pretty much make the argument that they're going to at least eat a meal in Fayetteville or stay the night. So that's kind of, we have noticed an increase in the restaurants and the hotels in general, and I feel like you can make the case that some of that is due to how well these craft breweries are doing.
Passports for the Ale Trail can be picked up at the Fayetteville Visitors Center at 21 South Block Avenue on the downtown square, or at any of the participating breweries. Completed passports can be mailed or taken to the Visitors Bureau for a free I Completed the Fayetteville Ale Trail decal.
An investigation into the budgetary shortfall that occurred last year in the University of Arkansas's Advancement Division has been officially closed. According to the university, Larry Jegley, prosecuting attorney for the 6th Judicial District of Arkansas, completed his investigation into policies, procedures, and transactions of the Advancement Division and found no probable cause to pursue further proceedings. In a letter yesterday to Roger Norman, the state legislative auditor who requested the review, Jegley wrote that while there may be differing versions of the events and discussions concerning the matters at issue, none rise to meet standards of meriting further action under Arkansas state law. The review came out of conflicting testimony made during a legislative committee meeting last year. And while some accounts under oath conflicted, Jegley found no basis that any testimony constituted perjury.
Crowder College has someone new at the helm. Yesterday, the Neosho-based college announced that Dr. Jennifer Methwin has been named the college's 7th president. She previously served as vice chancellor of academics at the U of A Community College at Hope, served as a division chair for arts and sciences, and taught English at the U of A Community College in Batesville, and served as an assistant professor of English at Arkansas State University, Newport. Crowder College has 5 locations in Neosho, Cassville, Jane, Nevada, and Webb City, with satellite campuses in Carthage, Greenfield, Lamar, Monette, and Mount Vernon.
Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with overnight lows from 69 in northwest Arkansas to 72 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs from 89 to 92. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening with a slight chance of showers, a low of 68 in northwest Arkansas, 73 in the River Valley.